Have you ever wondered how taboo, shame, and lack of good sexual education have stripped away elements of pleasure in childbirth and parenting that are essential to loving, intimate relationships? Join me for another episode of our Orgasmic Birth Podcast, Pleasure in Pregnancy, Birth, and Parenting, as we break down and heal barriers and open the door to more love and intimacy in birth and life. Are you ready for a fun and information-packed episode on how to have a lot more wow and a lot less ow in labor? I sure am. Hi, I'm Deborah Pascali-Bonaro, founder and director of Orgasmic Birth and host of the Orgasmic Birth podcast. I am so excited. My guest today is Rachel Yellen, and Rachel is an alternative therapist, a coach, a childbirth educator, and yoga teacher who specializes in nervous system rewiring, pleasure, training, trauma healing, and depth hypnosis. For over 20 years, Rachel has attended hundreds of births. She's helped thousands of women have satisfying and empowering births. And she believes that the way a baby comes into the world really matters. After all, it's their first impression of life. Her job is to help you feel totally confident and ready for birth, along with providing the education you need to make informed choices which support your baby's peaceful and intuitive transition. Rachel has enormous passion for helping people access their innate wisdom and power, so she has developed classes and audios that put the mom into relaxed states of focused concentration, reprogram the subconscious mind, and teach the optimal physiologic responses needed to feel fully supported and control of her body and the birthing process. This is done with a lot of humor, stories, science, facts, and sweet partner connection. Think of Rachel, and I love this, as your fairy birthing godmother, supporting you through all the uncertainty and keeping you relaxed and excited to meet your baby. So I know, everyone, as you get to meet Rachel now, you're going to love her as much as I do. So welcome, Rachel. Thank you for joining us.
I am so happy to be here, and how fun to hear my own bio. I think, oh, I want to meet Rachel.
That's for sure. You are amazing. And I do have to say, like, I've been following you for a long time, right? We've had other points of collaboration. So it's really special that all our listeners can now benefit from all your wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So I always love to ask, because I know for most of us, if we get into, you know, professionally working with birth as part of our career, it often begins with our own birth. Would you share a little bit about your personal journey with birth?
Yes, I would love to. So this is always an interesting question. And I want to kind of give a sort of a disclaimer about, you know, people say to me, oh, you know, you're a birth worker, you know, you must love babies and you must love birth. And I think to myself, well, that's not really the part that I love. The part that I love, I know it's a funny thing.
It is funny.
The part that I love is the transformational, the transition, the opportunity to be born again. And that's what I love about birth. It is, yes, the baby is being born, but really it's the mom, it's the parents' journey into being born again. That's what I love about it. So for me, my own birth, I'm the youngest of four daughters, and I was a scheduled cesarean. My mom had two in, you know, 1968 and 69. She had two natural births, which was pretty unheard of. She had to fight to get my dad in the room. And she was a huge advocate of natural birth. And then my third sister ended up being a urgent cesarean when my father was serving in Korea. And so in 1972, when I came along, you know, it was cesarean. There was no question, and my mom didn't think to question. And I didn't think too much about the way in which I was born until after I actually started doing birth work myself. I didn't spend a lot of time on it. And then as I started to attend births and I saw what was happening, my own experience was the button was pushed and that deep exploration began. And this is when I was about 30 years old. So this is more than 20 years ago. And the realization of what I had experienced in my own birth in terms of not having enough notice that I was going to be taken out, the spontaneity, being taken away from my mom, the experience of separation. I clearly needed a lot of healing around that. I realized the impact of my own birth experience on my life and my choices and how I'm ready or not ready for things and how I am connected with people or not connected with people, whether I feel safe in the world or not safe in the world. So I really dove into a lot of perinatal psychology work and rebirthing and did a lot of healing work for myself, which made an enormous difference on my understanding of just how important it is that parents provide a conscious experience for their baby's birth, even if the baby needs to be born by a scheduled cesarean, for medical reasons, for safety, that can be done consciously with preparation. And preparation to any birth became the primary point of focus in all of the work that I do, that I can teach on, and I can give information. But my thing, which is, we didn't say this, is that my company is yestobirth.com, Y-E-S-T-O, birth, because that's what we have to do. We have to just say yes. We have to say yes over and over again. So it's the preparation that really became like the hallmark that you can have, your baby can be born anyway. And if you are prepared, if you are practiced, it's going to be okay. And your baby is going to have a better experience. So my own birth, you know, really brought up a lot. And I love to, you know, in my private practice, I was an alternative therapist and still am, you know, for a long time, and doing a lot of work to discover how a person's own birth influences the way in which they're meeting, you know, they're meeting whatever is on the horizon with giving birth to their own child.
Yeah. Wow. What a powerful journey, right? And so insightful that one, that you knew your own coming into the world, your own birth, and then was able to take the time to really process and heal. And that brings you today. And like, what do you see as your job today? How would you explain what you're offering?
This is the big question. And, you know, listeners can't see the smile on my face. You can see the smile on my face.
Yes.
Because what happens inside when you ask that question is a feeling starts to stir in my body, you know, a feeling start. And that really is what my job is to help people reconnect with their own body. When a birther, when a woman is connected to her own or their own body, it gives them all of the signals that they need to listen to their baby, to listen to their natural instincts, to trust on a deeper level. So my work is a combination of providing, you know, information, education, instruction, and practice, but moreover, it's about embodiment. And how do you increase your neuroception, your proprioception? How do you increase the felt sense in your body that allows you to know whether, like, to listen to the urge to stand, to listen to the urge to lay down, to listen to the call, you know, the inner voice of your baby or what you imagine to be your baby. It doesn't really matter which it is. How do we really listen and go towards the wisdom of the body through preparation and practice? That's really what I see my job. And to love, to create peace and love. You know, I'm a peacemaker to the nth degree, or as some would say, if you know the Enneagram, to the ninth degree.
Yes.
And that's really, like, really my heart is, you know, compassionate, loving, peaceful, gentle, stimulating, turned on birth.
Yeah, I love those words. And yes, for those that are listening, you might want to jump over to YouTube because you can see your smile and your heart just exuding this wisdom that you hold. And with that, you also talk about in that how you do what you do, about helping people to downregulate the nervous system to align with instinctual birth. Can you explain what you mean by that or how you help people achieve that?
Yeah, this is like the juiciest of topics. So, Deborah, as you teach all the time, I mean, everything that you and I do, it's so intertwined that in order for a person to give birth in the safest, most gentle, in the most efficient way, the nervous system needs to be running in the parasympathetic mode, which is the opposite of where we're at most of the time with the pressures of society, the fight or flight response, constant stimulation. So we need to practice ways to downregulate, meaning to unstress the nervous system, to de-stress the nervous system, so that the nervous system can really function like an animal, a wild animal giving birth functions when, you know, without the wild animal isn't getting any instruction on what to do to have the baby. They go into a, you know, dark, quiet place. They go into a protected place, either surrounded by their mates, their cohort, their tribe, or in solitude. And with a downregulated nervous system, they get quiet and they go inward and they rest themselves. Now, women are different. We, you know, have different parts of our brain that are activated, right, that animals don't have. And we can use our brain and we can use our own body's mechanisms to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. So there are several different techniques that I love to teach and that I'll offer here that are really simple to do and that are part of just a simple practice. It's funny, I'm stuttering for a second because I'm just in this moment remembering that I taught a masterclass probably about 6 months ago called Making Peace in Your Body. And it was a, you know, a 1 hour teaching about how to downregulate your nervous system and 6 tools to unstress yourself. I didn't teach it in the context of birth, but I want to see if I can make it available. And even if people reach out to me, if they're listening to this and you reach out to me and say, can I get your masterclass on that for free? Like, sure, I'll send it to you. No problem. You can just reach me through yestobirth.com. So needless to say, there are several tools that I teach. There are 6 tools in that masterclass. And then also in my childbirth education program, there's a bunch of tools there. But to share with you right here, those are doing simple diaphragmatic breathing, practicing diaphragmatic breathing, or another breathing technique, which is like the 2X breathing, where you are inhaling and then exhaling for twice as long as your inhale. So diaphragmatic breathing is just allowing the belly breathing. It's another way to say it. So relaxing the body. If we're just sitting here and we have back support, right? So you can just even lean back in your chair here. If you are driving, you can do this while you're driving. It's harder to do when you're on a walk because when you're walking, your arms, your legs, your abdominal muscles are working in a different way and your oxygen is being distributed differently. So practicing diaphragmatic breathing, it's great done on the toilet, in the bathtub, leaning over your birth ball, curled up on your side in your bed. These are all wonderful places to do this, where you're relaxing your limbs completely and you're just focusing on the space that is just below the xiphoid process, which is the bottom of the sternum bone. And what you're doing is you're just allowing the air to naturally come into your lungs, letting your belly expand as the diaphragm drops down. And then as the diaphragm releases, you're not sucking in, you're just relaxing even more. So think of a balloon inside the belly where as you inhale, the balloon gently inflates. And as you exhale, the balloon gently deflates. That alone is so healing. It stimulates the biggest lymph node in the body. It helps lymph fluid move through the system, which is really important for during pregnancy and during birth itself. The diaphragmatic breathing will also calm the brain as you then start to lengthen your exhalation. So the 2X breathing that I was talking about is just breathing in for a count of 2 through your nose and then breathing out through your mouth through a count of 4. So you breathe in 1, 2, and then through pursed lips. And you can lengthen that to an inhale of 3 and an exhale of 6 and an inhale of 4, an exhale of 8. Very simple. The lengthened exhalation is telling the parasympathetic nervous system, hey, we need you. That's what it's doing. It's saying, I'm a little stressed. I'm a little anxious, but if I lengthen the exhalation, there's a signal to the brain that says, I'm safe. I'm okay. It's okay to relax. Whatever just happened, I'm letting it go and I'm returning home to the safe place inside myself. The safest place is inside of me. The most loving place is inside of me. I don't need all these other people. I know what to do. My baby knows what to do. I have my breath no matter where I am, whether I'm in the car, whether I'm in the elevator at the hospital, whether I'm in the operating room, whether I am in on the sidewalk, you know, wherever. I have my breath, right? Because we know babies decide where they're going to be born. Right. Sometimes a surprise. And we always have our breath, no matter how many people are saying, do this, do that, or go here. If the birther is connected to her own breathing, to their own breathing, they're going to signal to the baby, everything is okay. All is well. So diaphragmatic breathing, 2X breathing, essential, crucial, imperative. You must practice. You must practice, because it will be the anchor. It will be, some call it an anchor. Some call it, like, don't call it an anchor because we don't want to be just, you know, tethered. Some people say it's, you know, the North Star or the guiding light. Call it whatever you want to call it. Find your language. That is the gateway. That's the gateway to relax, gentle, easy birthing. So let me pause there before I move into any others and see how we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, we're good. And that leads right to, Rachel, the fact, and you kind of said it at the end, you and I both know, and many listeners out there, right? People think, oh, I'm just going to cram for birth. Like, I'm really busy. The week before, we're going to set aside time. Why is that not a good idea? And we need to practice.
We must practice. We must practice. So I want to acknowledge, just before I answer this, that, you know, I talked about, you know, 6 different techniques to down-regulate the nervous system. And I really only talked about one of them in terms of the breath. So if we have time, I can come back to that. I just don't want listeners to be like, wait a minute, I had my cheat sheet and I was going to write all them down. Let me just tell you what they are and I won't explain them.
Yes, do. That sounds perfect.
Okay, so we have number one, you're breathing, diaphragmatic, and 2X breathing. The second is what's called vagus nerve activation with sounding. So you don't even have to know what the vagus nerve is. We don't even have to get into that. You can look it up. You can Google it. Vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S, not like Las Vegas, but V-A-G-U-S. And with sounding, your sounding and working inside of your throat with your vocal cords will activate this nerve in your body, which is responsible for some of the key pieces to nervous system regulation. So sounding is key. Something called compassion holds, meaning holding your own body in different places with an experience of compassion. Think about a parent holding their newborn with one hand behind the base of the skull and one hand around the sacrum or the tailbone. That's a compassion hold, right? So we have different places on our body that we can hold that activate an experience of safety, calm, compassion. Another one, which Deborah, you talk about all the time, is working with the erogenous zones, the pleasure zones on the body. Different places on the body, just putting your finger behind your ear and stroking behind your ear, tickling the inside of your wrist, stroking the back of your knee. These are not even like the sexual places on the body, never mind the breasts, the areola, the nipples, but other places in the body that are erogenous zones, sensual zones to activate the pleasure centers. We also have a practice called pendulation, which basically means, if you think about a pendulum swinging side to side, pendulating, when you pendulate, you're swinging between different types of experiences. Like, I'm paying attention to the sensation in my body, and now I'm paying attention to the clock on the wall. I'm swinging. There's kind of an 8-second rhythm that moves through the nervous system in the cerebral spinal fluid. And so when you pendulate, for example, in labor, a pendulating experience might be, during the surge, during the contraction, I'm deeply, deeply focusing on the sensation in my cervix or in my vagina or in my lower back. And then when the surge is over, I'm going to switch my attention to the clock on the wall or the music that is playing. And this really helps the nervous system to stay within a particular flow. Lastly, one of the other techniques that I love to teach is tapping, otherwise known as EFT, emotional freedom technique. And tapping is an incredible, 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 fast, easy, effective way to clear what needs to be clear and to activate the parasympathetic response. So these are
beautiful
six ways to downregulate.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you listed those six, and people, those will be in the show notes so you can jump over and see them there as well. And that leads beautifully, because I know you have a great free giveaway, but also it really comes back to where we started, your title that I love, More Wow and Less Ow, and that you've put together some top techniques that people can use to prepare for more wow. Would you like to share some of them and also how people can access that free offering?
I want to give you just a little backstory, which is many, many, many years ago, one of my doula friends was telling me about a birth that she went to. And she said, you know, the mom just kept saying, ow, ow, ow. And so this doula had taken one of my courses. And she said, I just in that moment realized that that was not the right thing to say. So she said to the mom, is there something you could say that would make you really want to have this and have this baby? And the mom paused, and just for a split second, she was going, ow, ow, wow, wow. And it changed her entire experience. So I honor the woman who came up with that, and that it was like this beautiful circle of the doula saying it and the doula remembering what I was teaching about the importance of language and the importance of what we're saying that helps us. You know, some things that we say will help us go towards our baby being born, and some things we say will make it harder and make us resist. So that was how that came about, which of course leads me to this. I have this free program on my website. There's a free audio track called Relaxing into Pregnancy, which is a wonderful, it's maybe 9 minutes, an audio track to, as just as the title would suggest, help you relax into pregnancy. And then every day for, it's 11 days, you'll get a new technique on how to have more wow and less ow. So there's a video and a practice that goes along with it. And some of the techniques are, or the some of the ways to do this are, as we talked about, to learn to breathe, how to change your mindset, how to focus completely on your baby, how to treat your vulva and vagina like a magical queen.
I love that one, you know.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Supporting your baby to get optimally positioned. The contrast between you have to act like you're in control. That's one technique. And you also need to become a wild animal in labor, right? So I talk about all these different things. There's a few things. There is a bonus technique, which I will not give as a spoiler, but it aligns perfectly with orgasmic birth. So these are all available to you if you go to yestobirth.com and you just scroll down a tiny little bit and you put in your name. You'll get the audio track immediately and the first video about changing your mind and your mindset around birth. You'll get that, and then you'll get one a day for 11 days. Yeah, so that's that. That's that.
Yeah. And it's a fantastic gift because I'm in it right now and just really enjoying that your information is so usable, accessible, and it just takes a few minutes each day, right? And it is about taking that time, as you do so well, to shift our mindset and really prepare for birth. So for all those people that are listening out there, you've given them tons of nuggets, whether they're doulas or might be pregnant or a partner listening. Is there any last tip you'd like to leave everyone with that is preparing for birth?
Yeah, I want to come back to just the question that you asked about the importance of practice and, you know, not thinking that you can cram for birth. Practicing allows you to integrate. So you're learning, you know, you're taking a childbirth class, whether you're taking the orgasmic birth classes, you're taking the yes to birth classes, you're taking whatever classes you're taking, you learn all of this. But when you're giving birth, you're not giving birth from your conscious mind. The hormones of labor, everything in labor changes the function of the brain, and we have to drop into the body. So practicing is truly essential for you to embody what it is that you are learning. So reading the book is great, taking the class is great, but it's really the daily practice. It's continuity. It's continuity of practice. Even just a few minutes a day of practicing the breathing techniques, you know, my childbirth classes, and then I have an audio relaxation program that is like, just put it on before you go to bed. Like, you don't even need extra time. As you're falling asleep, the subconscious mind is taking in all of the information. So there's so many things that you can do that will allow you to be calm and centered and really excited to give birth. You know, we don't have to approach birth. We can approach birth from a really peaceful, joyful, confident place. So I emphasize, deeply emphasize the practice piece, the connection with your own body, stimulating your own body. Really, like, if you feel good in your body, your baby's going to feel good in your body. So let's do that.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes to birth, write your name. And I love it. Thank you so much, Rachel. Can you tell people, and we've said it, your website, but are there other places they can go to follow or learn more? Are you on social?
Yeah, there's a Yes to Birth Instagram and a Yes to Birth Facebook. And there is a Yes to Birth YouTube. And these are all works in progress. It's a long story, but they're starting again. They're starting again. Okay. So you can find me there. And then I did want to say that if you want to get the freebie, get that, just go to Yes to Birth. And from there, if you decide that you want to get my childbirth classes or the audio relaxation program, if you use Deborah and Orgasmic Births code, you'll get 15% off. So there's a good savings there. You just put in the field orgasmic birth and that will give you 15% off of anything that you purchase. And if you need to reach out to me, you have questions, you are welcome to do so. You can do that through my website. And I love hearing from you and your shares. And especially if you use something and it benefits you to share your story, we love that. It helps me be more helpful to other people, and you're passing along the good vibes. Sharing the goodness is a win for everybody who gives birth after you. So please do share.
Thank you so much, Rachel. And that's what I love, everyone sharing. So I'm asking everyone who's listening, I hope you'll post your favorite takeaways. What did you learn from Rachel today? And tag both of us if you're on social. We always love to hear from you. We always love to feature other positive, pleasurable, challenging, orgasmic, blissful birth stories. So if you have one and you'd like to join me on the podcast, please message us, and we wish you all a pleasurable day. Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Orgasmic Birth Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to learn more about pleasure in birth, parenting, and birth work, visit orgasmicbirth.com/more for my free gifts. And please leave a review about your experience. Reviews help us to reach more people, and please subscribe.